Hey, give me 5 minutes. I have two questions. The answer to these two questions can change your life. And I'm Dr. Randy. This is the Intentional Living Center. I'm live here today in the studio. And maybe you're wrestling today with a decision that needs to be made, something going on in your marriage, your family, some area of your life, and you know that you want things to be different. You want to give glory to God. You want to do it God's way. You want to be intentional, but you're struggling. I have two questions. Give me 5 minutes, and the answer to these questions could be life-changing. Number one, if you were to wake up tomorrow morning, and whatever it is, the decision you need to make, or the situation you're facing, or the challenge that you have, was instantly repaired, fixed, the miracle had occurred in your marriage, your family, your finance, let me ask you this question. What would be different in your life than the night before? Now think about that. If you were to wake up tomorrow and whatever it is that you're struggling with, thinking about, wrestling with, you want God to do, and it would be different in your life tomorrow, it would be healed, it would be repaired, it would be as perfect, I suppose, as it could ever be, what would be different in your life? I know some of you are thinking, well, my marriage would be healed, or my body would be healed, or our finances would be better. You're thinking of that, and then the question then that follows is, what one thing, here's question two, what one thing do you believe, do you understand that from God's Word, from your own relationship with Christ and the Holy Spirit, what one thing are you responsible for over the next 30 days that you could do every day that would help move you in that direction for God's glory and for your own benefit? Now, some of you are thinking, well, I don't have control of that. And the reality is we have control of very little. That's why that question is so powerful, because it raises this issue. There are things in our life that we do control, we are responsible for, things like our attitude, our thinking, our words, our behavior. But there are things we only can have concern for, but no control over. That's the response of other people, what goes on in the world beyond our little circle of control. But even then, you can still be responsible. All of us should be, in terms of praying for God to direct us. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and then He will direct your path. It's an if-then kind of statement from Proverbs chapter 3. So we're going to take a quick break, be back. I'd like to open the phone lines to you. That's the question. What one thing could you do in the next 30 days that you want to commit to right here today? Talk to me. I'd love to encourage you, pray with you, and get you started on living an intentional life. One question. Everything changed when you woke up tomorrow. What would be different? And what one thing are you responsible or could you do, you have control over, that would make the single biggest difference in your life? Or maybe you've done this in the past and you want to share your story. We're here to help. Dr. Randy, Intentional Living, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
We started this lesson by looking at the scripture that says, if you love me, Jesus says, you will do what I say. You will do what I command. You will know what the word says and live it. Our verse here, Intentional Living, is from Ephesians 5:10 that says to figure out what pleases Christ and do it. And to do that, you have to focus on God's intention. So as we talk about growing your faith, I would ask the question, do you know what that entails? Do you know what the Bible teaches? Are you a regular student of Scripture? Are you studying what the Bible says? And if you're not, then your focus is going to be elsewhere. If you want to be intentional in growing your faith, focus on God's intention. All right, growing your faith. You know, there's freedom in your faith. There's power in the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus. And if you're not experiencing that, it's there. It's available. That's an excerpt from the lesson, the featured lesson this month on the power of our faith and the transformational impact of your faith in your life. It's on our member site, up on our website at theintentionallife.com. And one more time, I want to say a huge thank you to those who called this last week and responded to the need for the funding of the Ministry for Intentional Living. Thank you for standing with us. If you missed out on that, please be in touch because your support matters a great deal. And you can call 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. And when you do, you can click on that donate icon. You know, you've been thinking, I think some of you are probably driving along thinking about that question because it's a powerful question. And we each need to ask this in our own lives from time to time because we can get so overwhelmed with a problem. We get problem-focused in our lives. We get the problem of our marriage, the problem of the finance. We get the problem of things that are beyond our control, maybe your adult children or what's going on in the culture or what's going on in the world. And we can be so focused on the problem, it's easy for us to ignore what the solution is and what we're responsible for and what we can do within our little circle of responsibility and control. And that's why that question of what would be different in your life if you were to wake up in the morning, tomorrow morning, what would be different in your life? The power of that is it's a focusing question, almost like a camera focus. It brings things that are theoretical or confusing or fuzzy into clear focus. It moves us from theoretical to specific and helps us say before God, this is one thing that I desire in my relationship or in my finance, and it's a very clarifying kind of question. That's a life-changing question. And then, of course, then the answer to that, what are you going to do about it? What changes? This comes to the commitment. This comes to the intentional living part of deciding what one thing can I or will I do next that would make the single biggest difference in my life and the life of those around me. So again, you can call me. I'd love to hear your answer to that question. How did you answer that? And also then specifically, let's see if we can sort out what one thing we could do together or you could do for the next 30 days. That's intentional living, and that's why we're here. 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717.
One of the things that I'm doing to be intentionally single right now is I have two boys, and basically I just try to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can do to be the best mom that I can be for them.
I am a single mom. I just lost my job 2 weeks ago. I just wonder if there's anybody out there can help me through God.
I just found it on the radio. I'm 25, a single mom. God has a plan, and every situation, you know, that's difficult is temporary, and that's how I look at my struggles. You get up 8 times if you fall down 7, and that's so true. It's only temporary, and it does get better.
Amen to that. Thank you. You know, your stories, boy, they get magnified across our network of stations around the country and on our podcast around the world. Thanks for sharing with us. Let's get to the calls live today. Lisa. Lisa's in Arizona. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. You woke up tomorrow, but one thing would be different.
The contention in our house with our 17-year-old and that I would stop trying to be a buffer between him and my husband, that they would kind of figure it out on their own.
So you feel like you're caught in this in-between, almost a triangle kind of a thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you do that?
The son and I are probably more alike than, you know, his dad and I, so I get him a little bit more, and sometimes I think you know, to try to make the one understand, you know, what the other one was thinking or what they meant. I feel like I'm constantly trying to, you know, interpret or, you know,
and what do mend. And what do they tell you? What kind of feedback do you get from your husband and from your son?
Well, it frustrates my husband, you know, obviously, because he's an adult and can handle things for his own. And, you know, it doesn't really change the behavior between him and my son. And my son, you know, I think he appreciates it. But again, he doesn't change the way he acts towards his dad either. So.
So you've been doing this for a while?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Why do you think you do it? I mean, just for what's the payoff for you, if that makes sense? Why do you think you have that need to jump in and do that?
Oh, peacemaker. I don't like conflict. I'm okay with conflict. I don't like when people are not, you know, happy or just where there's just stress in the house. I don't like stress in the house. I just want things to be calm and peaceful. And
how do you think it's been a benefit or a negative in their relationship by you jumping in and being a buffer?
I've not let them develop theirs. I've not let them learn how to work out their own conflict issues. I haven't given my son the chance to say, Dad, I didn't appreciate how you said that. I don't really give my husband a chance to tell my son he felt disrespected.
How does this impact your relationship with your husband and your son individually?
Well, same, right? My husband then feels disrespected by me because he feels like I'm trying to fix him. And, you know, it probably, of course, makes it seem like I'm taking my son's side or the other way around. So, I mean, I recognize it's not healthy. I don't sit in when things are calm, I don't sit in that well. I don't let things pass. I like to patch things up quick.
Yeah. Interesting. And I think it's good. Your answer to the question was, if I woke up tomorrow and whatever it is that I'm frustrated with or struggling with was repaired, you didn't say that my son and my husband would get along beautifully. You said, hey, I would stop trying to be the fixer buffer in their relationship.
Uh-huh.
So you're taking ownership of the fact that, hey, I'm not really helping this thing much by doing this.
Uh-huh.
It's really more for you than for them.
Well, the perfect world would be, right, that they have a strong, sure, healthy relationship. The only control I have over that for the next 30 days is to wake up and kind of stop trying to fix it, right?
Yeah, there you go. Because we got areas.
That's my next 30 days.
That's right. So we got the little area of control, things that we can control, and then we got this area of this circle, bigger circle, that's the things we're concerned about. What I hear you saying is I'm concerned for my husband and son to get along better and for more peace in the family, but you can't control that. You can't make that happen. But what can you do? So what one thing for the next 30 days do you think would bring glory to God, benefit to your son and husband and to yourself, that at the end of 30 days you could say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to do this? What one thing do you think it would be?
To stop refereeing, to stop, you know, trying to basically be that buffer, to stop getting in the middle of it and just let things be what they are.
How do you think you could do that? What's a way of doing that? Because you're going to fall back into that trap if you don't have a strategy.
Probably a lot of biting my tongue and maybe walking away and praying, right? Like And my husband he feels terrible that the relationship is like that.
Yeah.
He just is at his wit's end over what to do with it. But yeah, so I even if I see it, I just need to stop. And if I need to leave the room, I need to leave the room.
All right. Can I give you a suggestion?
Absolutely.
Get with your son and your husband when things are good, dinner time or whatever, and apologize to both of them. Say, I've been trying to be a buffer because I like more peace. It frustrates me that the two of you don't communicate, you know, better, because I love you both and want the best for you. But I've decided for my well-being and for you guys, I'm going to resign from being the referee between the two of you. And when I sense that happening, I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to read a book or whatever it is you're going to do. But you've kind of put a stake in the ground, taken responsibility, and let them know that's something you're going to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
How do you think they'd respond to that?
I think they'd appreciate it, to be honest.
Yeah, because then they have to decide, hey, mom's not going to jump in. We better figure out what to do here. Because mom's out raking the rocks in Arizona outside or whatever, but she's not going to jump in. And you put the stake in the ground, and you're going to pray for them and back away and let the two of them work it out.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a plan.
All right, 30 days. The clock starts today. All right. What were you thinking
no
of,
like
Lisa? All right. Let
Thank
us know.
So
seriously, I know we talk to people, but give us a call back in a couple weeks or whatever and leave a message on our phone line how it's going and so we can tell people, okay?
Will do.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. If you were to wake up, if you just joined us, we were going to talk about single parenting today, and we're going to get to that. We're going to stay in the studio here and record for a show on that topic. If you're a single person that happens to be a parent, your best advice, we'll get to that too. But I started the show thinking of coming to the studio today about this question that you just heard Lisa answer on national radio. If she were to get up tomorrow morning and whatever it is that frustrates her or she's struggling with, all of a sudden got fixed, what would it be? In her case, I'd stop being the buffer. And she decided she worked through something that she believes will bring glory to God, benefit to her, and benefit to her husband and son. And then in the process of developing a new habit for God's glory, it's transformational. So I'd ask you, if you were to wake up tomorrow, and whatever it is that you're, I don't know, whatever's going on, maybe it's a finance, you're just frustrated with finances, or frustrated with indecision, or whatever in your life. What would be different if all of a sudden got magically, or should I say miraculously, fixed overnight? And then the second question is, then what one thing would bring glory to God, that's it, intentional living, and benefit to you if you were to follow through for 30 days? And you might discover in the process, just like Lisa did, you have limited control over other people and other situations, but we do have more control over ourselves. What do you think? 888-888-1717.
Are you experiencing real freedom in your faith or simply going through the motions? In Dr. Randy's message called Process for Faith, you'll learn how to move beyond routine faith and intentionally develop a deeper, more personal relationship with God.
Everything that we've said, everything that I've tried to share with you in this lesson about growing in freedom in your relationship with Christ comes down to one thing. And that one thing is to be present with God every day.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you much. Appreciate, again, you standing with us in prayer. And maybe when you ask that, you answer that question, what would be different in your life, you're gonna realize that it's not just about doing something. It's about becoming something different in your life, turning your life over to Jesus Christ. The Bible says that by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, lest anyone should boast. The next verse goes on to say that we are a masterpiece work. We're like a beautiful artist creation of God, made for good works. And that's where we follow through to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. Direct me. I'm yours. If you haven't done that, you can do that today. All right. We're asking the question. You woke up tomorrow. Everything was different. What would be different? Sean, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Randy.
Hi. What would be different?
Well, mine is in regards to addiction, and I've had quite a journey, and alcohol's gone. There's never been, other than the nicotine and stuff, but I'm just getting that last little bit with the nicotine, and I just want to pursue this Harmony and Hangovers podcast to reach out to other people's in addiction.
Well, congratulations.
Been a struggle for 20 years. Thank you so much.
Yes, daily, isn't it, for you?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
What have you found that helps you?
Well, obviously surrendering to Jesus, you know, and daily doing it, and really taking the control, none of my control, and just living and applying all of scripture to a daily life has really been helpful for me.
Now, when you say, like, you've been, you know, battling this for 20 years, what do you find you have to be careful of? Where are the tripwires with this thing in your life?
Now at this point, I would say that, honestly, depending on the spiritual battles that could be going on in other places, not so much maybe personally, but you know how you can walk into places, and I don't know if some people are sensitive to that, but knowing when to say no, turn around, and leave an environment.
Yeah. So where you're around, the people you pick, the situations
Correct.
You get into, because as you know, these are triggers, aren't they? They kind of trigger old memories or things.
Correct. Yeah, feelings that you think that, you know, that are not real. You know, lies start coming, they start surfacing, and it's like, no, yep, this is where you need to close the door, turn around, walk away.
So you've obviously been down this trail a while. What do you think over the next 30 days, what would help you with the things that you're working on right now? What do you think?
Well, it's just like I just need to get this last little bit of holding on. It's a fear. Just that last little bit of addiction that just seems to be lingering there. And I'm craving that freedom in Christ, and that I'm excited because He's been with me for a long time, and I've been waiting to pursue the next level that I feel like I've been called to do. And obedience is just doing that last little bit of obedience that, you know, you're almost afraid to give up that last, like, let's say, for example, for me, it's that nicotine, and I'm completely sober free. That little bit of fear, I don't have anything to churn. So I'm just waiting. And I don't mean waiting like I'm not putting any effort, but I also know that there's a balance between my effort and allowing, you know, just throwing it at Jesus' feet. And so, that's where I'm at.
Well, one of the things you could really work on, I think, would be the gratitude when I hear your story. I mean, 20 years battling alcohol. I mean, you've gotten some victory in this area, continuing the recovery process. And celebrate the fact. It's not kind of like, hey, a little bit. Every day we're battling. You're gonna battle this every day. We're all battling something every day. We live in a fallen world. And that's why I think of that verse in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge His presence every day, and then He's going to give you the direction. The intentional living is this. We believe that we can experience life the way God intended, but that's only today, because tomorrow will have its own challenges. And yesterday had its own victories and defeats. And so this intentional living is, Lord, what one thing today can I do that would make the single biggest difference? All right. We'll be praying for you. Thank you, Sean. Kim, let's see if we can get you here on from Michigan. How are you? Hello.
Hi
there. Go right ahead.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Go right ahead. You said responding to Lisa.
To Lisa, who was struggling with being the buffer between her son and her husband. And I was there, and I always erred on the side of peace, too. That was my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But the Lord taught me that some things are worth fighting for, and what I feel like was revealed to me was that I kind of threw my husband under the bus because I let him be the hard guy with our son. You know, I struggled to say no. And so he always had to, you know, be the one that said no. And over time, and there were more things to it than just that, but what I realized is I needed to be the parent too. Wow. And I needed to say some hard things to my son. And it fast forward 10 years, and their relationship is fabulous. And I love that he calls, or son calls to talk to dad about this issue or that issue.
That's good. That's real insight. That's terrific, Kim, because there can be an imbalance. We've seen over the years working with families, sometimes you'll have the more permissive parent, and then you'll have the authoritarian parent, and they kind of balance each other because they feel like they have to, because they're both heavy weights, right? Both of them. But when we move toward each other, you get that, the fulcrum coming closer to the center together, standing together. It's a beautiful picture. In fact, the Bible says to us, two are better than one because they have a fantastic, better result and return for their effort. A little paraphrase from Randy here. But that's really what Scripture is reminding us. Two of us, when we stand together, can make a bigger difference in a relationship. It's been good. All right. Thank you all for joining us today. It looks like we're going to wrap up the show here in a minute or two. Let me just say this. Think about that question today. If you're a person of thought, a person of seriousness about your own life, not serious about everything you do, but serious about life, to ask yourself the question, if I'm wrestling with something today, I can't even maybe identify what it is. Maybe it's something that's been there lingering a long time in your life. If you were to wake up tomorrow morning and that had been miraculously resolved, fixed, healed, what would be different in your life? What would be different in your life? Because that's the key. But that's going to reveal some questions about, well, what does that mean? Is this something I have some control over? I don't. Is this something I have to give totally to God and realize I don't have any control? And of course, ultimately, we know God's in control, not us. And then the answer the question, well, then, if that's the case, based on what I just answered and thought through, what's one thing over the next 30 days that I could do or be or think about that would make the single biggest difference to glorify God, benefit me and that relationship or that situation, and help things improve? Those two questions can change your life. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you come and join us. Thank you for your prayers and support. Have a great day. This is Intentional Life Media.